We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Butting Heads, a Rams Talk Real production presented by Prize Picks. Go to PrizePicks.com. Use the code RAMSTALK for a $100 deposit match. Welcome to the show. You want to take over?
I will. We're playing the intro now.
Hey, I went in there. I about threw up. All right? Have a little bit more social awareness. That's to take a piss. Don't take a shit in the porta potties. All right?
All right. I'm going to leave that in. That was funny. Welcome to Rams Talk Radio, the Butting Heads podcast, part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I'm Steve Ribeiro. You hear Derek Siapolis here. Our guy Johnny Gomez is here also. We are podcasting right now. It is the 14th pick of the 2024 NFL Draft. The Saints are on the clock. We don't know who the Rams are going to pick. By the time you're listening, you probably do. But they're still on the board as of right now. I guess Jarek, Donnie, I just called you Jarek. Derek and Johnny. I guess before we talk about a couple of these picks that have happened, do we think the Rams are going to make this pick?
I think they're going to trade down. But, man, I'm still in shock of the ship name there.
We're shipping. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
So I think they're going to pick. I think Olave was a smokescreen, and if you've been under a rock, what we're talking about for today was earlier this morning the news broke that the Rams are trying to get into the top 10, and they had their guy, so to speak, and we all kind of zeroed in on Brock Bowers, who we're about to talk about in a minute, and then nothing happened. But we went through this whole day. Are they going to move up? They're going to move up. They're going to move up. They're going to move up. And then we sit the first 10 picks, 11 picks of the draft, and they didn't move up. I think it was all smokescreen, Steve. I think that it was just kind of a play to see how things are going. And I think there's talent right there at 19 that they're going to want. I'm not sure they're going to move back. They already have enough picks.
Yeah. We'll see how this breaks. I think, six quarterbacks have been drafted. So the board is breaking for us in a good way as a team that isn't looking for a quarterback. So there's a lot of talent on the board still. And I mean, has a defensive player been drafted yet?
That would be a no.
It's the 14th pick. You need defense, and not a single defensive player has been drafted. That's actually insane.
And very advantageous for the Rams, and that's why I just don't think they're going to move back. Like you can get yourself in what would be any other year a top five, top 10 pick, possibly at 19. You're gonna. Why would you move back for that?
It's less need though. You know he's itching to trade.
I mean, you know he's itching to trade, but he's got plenty of stuff. He's got plenty of ammo in the next 2 days to move around, and I think you. Especially when you lost a talent like an Aaron Donald, you kind of need to fill some talent in there as well. So,
yeah,
you guys have been taught. You've been preaching edge and preaching Edge
and cornerback. We talk about, and they're all still there. I mean,
yes,
five
they're
picks
all there.
Though, but
so I mean, but somebody will be there.
Yeah,
the way this draft has gone, it will pretty much flow. So, you do want to take us through the draft thus far? So, you know, it's been a pretty ho hum draft overall. A couple surprises being around pick eight, but overall, you want to take us through? Or you want me to take us through it?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up now. Top three went as expected: Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, all quarterbacks. Then we got Marvin Harrison Jr. at four to the Cardinals. Tackle Joe Alt, who was one of our trade-up targets by a lot of people, to the Chargers at five. Malik Nabers goes six to the Giants, wide receiver. Another tackle, J.C. Latham at seven. The biggest surprise so far, Michael Penix Jr. at eight, going to the Falcons. We'll circle back. I'll just go through the rest of the picks. Romo Odunze goes nine, wide receiver. J.J. McCarthy, fifth quarterback off the board, goes 10 to the Vikings. Olu Fashanu, I hope I got that right, tackle, goes to the Jets.
Fashanu.
Bo Nix goes to the Broncos at 12. Brock Bowers, 13 to the Raiders, and just picked at 14. Talese Fuaga, did I get that right? Tackle.
For the most part.
Tackle going to the Saints. So pick 15, no defensive players have been drafted. I mean, do we want to start just hitting some of these? Like, they're eliminating all the players that we thought the Rams might take offensively at 19, besides some of these receivers. Thank God Bo Nix is off the board. Sean Payton can have him. Once the Penix pick happened, I do feel like this draft started to get pretty wild.
A couple of things surprised me. I mean, the Vikings taking J.J. McCarthy surprised me. He's a project. He's not going to be a guy that is going to be good for a couple of years. And of course, the Falcons one's a big one. You know, Michael Penix getting drafted. The guy's already old, man. He was in college the same time Kyler Murray was in college. I mean, he's old. And now you're going to sit him for 2-3 years while – behind Kirk Cousins, he might be 30 years old before he's a starter somewhere. That's bananas to me.
That was crazy. Cousins, I think, has $100 million guaranteed. So, I mean, it's probably not bad to get out of him after 2 years. I haven't really read that contract, but that was shocking. That was a real – that was a huge surprise after what was a pretty predictable first seven picks.
Johnny, I know you love Penix. How are you feeling about that pick? For the Falcons.
It makes no sense to me. Like, if you're the Falcons, and obviously you got, you know, our boy Raheem Morris there now. If he was really that enamored with Michael Penix and you weren't quite sure if he was ready to start year one, understandable. But why do you invest in Kirk Cousins? In that case, why not go after a bridge quarterback? Why not go after, like, I don't know, Gardner Minshew, maybe Jacoby Brissett? That would make a lot more sense than investing at the very least $100 million into Kirk Cousins, who, by the way, also has ACL issues. So, I don't know, man. It's a bit weird. I mean, I don't mind it in a way because – like you alluded to, this helps the Rams in a way, considering they stay at pick 19, which I am praying that they do. I know it seems like the logical approach, but as we've seen in the past, that doesn't necessarily mean that Les Snead will kind of do that same approach.
We can only hope. You know, last year they finally took the logical approach, and look where it got us. Maybe the best draft class they've really ever had, top to bottom. Too early to tell. We'll see what happens. But Brock Bowers, another tight end, going 13 to the Raiders. Interesting pick we were talking about before we hopped on, since they took Michael Meyer last year pretty high. So maybe they viewed him as the best pass catcher on the board. But interesting to say the least, when, like we said, every defensive player is still available.
It surprised me because the Raiders are going to need to win with defense. They need a receiver. They need a running back. I mean, of course, no one's taking a running back in the first round anymore. But overall, they need a lot of help offensively, and they already have a solid tight end there available to them. Just seems kind of like a waste of a pick to me. Why not at that point? If you don't like somebody there offensively other than Bowers, why not go make that defense a little better too? Because it's already a pretty good defense. Like, you can win a lot of games in the AFC with defense. You really can. Now,
technically speaking, I do have a couple of answers there. So one of the biggest needs for the Raiders would be right tackle. This is a very deep draft for right tackle, so I can kind of understand not them being like tempted to go after like someone like Fuaga. But still, as we've mentioned already, no defensive players are taken. They clearly have a huge need at cornerback. I don't get it.
You know, it's the Raiders.
Is it a weak? I mean, we've talked about the cornerback class. Is it at the top? Is it weak?
Like, I would say no.
Yeah, it never seemed like that when we were talking about it. Same with edge rusher, right? And they're showing Dallas Turner on the TV. You know, that's not. We didn't even talk about him because we didn't think he'd be available at this space.
Part of me has to question if this is more of the NFL reacting to how some of the rulings have changed, particularly with the whole tackle issues. Maybe that could be one of the reasons, because it doesn't make any sense for not a single defensive player taken, and we're already in the 15th pick. And if I had to guess, the Colts might be looking wide receiver here. So still have a little time on the clock for that, but
they have a ton of
needs. It's weird.
Yeah, but we'll see. They re-signed, or they franchised Pittman, right? I don't remember if they actually extended him, but you have a rookie contract quarterback in his second year. You might be going offense. You might be trying to load up that group, because it's pretty bare behind Pittman.
Well, we're acting surprised about how this draft's laid out thus far. But and it is surprising that no defensive players have been taken. But is it really all that surprising that we've been mostly offensive? Everything we've talked about said there's going to be a quarterback around. We knew Marvin Harrison was going to be a Cardinal. And we've known that for months now. That was a no-brainer pick. If I'm a Bears guy, I'm keeping Justin, Justin Fields, and I'm drafting Marvin Harrison. That's what I would have done. They go off and they get Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison's 4. A lot of this other stuff here we knew was going to happen. We knew the Chargers needed help on the offensive line. We knew the Giants needed a receiver. We knew the Titans had needs pretty much everywhere. The only thing that really surprises me, really, in that even that first that top 10. Is Penix. Everything else kind of fits in with the mold, probably would have been neat.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I just got to say that was the most Ohio State fan shit I've ever heard.
Listen, man.
Keith Fields draft Marvin Harrison first overall.
Well, you can say it is, but those two did play together and they were fantastic together.
Yeah, but if you kept
and they
Fields,
played in that weather, if it was flipped around where they were playing in Arizona, I might not be saying that. But because they played in that weather together, because they already had that connection, and I'm still a believer in Justin Fields' raw tools. I'm not a believer in Bears development. So why would you go trade one guy who you drafted top 5 to draft another guy who will not have the same tools you would have had you just kept the first guy and actually focused on developing and gave him a receiver who can change the game for you? I mean, that's not an Ohio State thing, man. That's a football IQ thing. It just happens
Let me give you a Southern California thing. The top offensive player came from USC. The top defensive player taken is from UCLA.
All right, Jesus Christ.
There we go. And he
yeah,
is now taken
off the board to the Colts.
I'm a biased guy. I'm not gonna lie. I don't consider him the best edge rusher in the class, but you know what? I'm damn proud.
Hey, well, I wish none of them got picked. He had a big injury question mark, right? Was the knock on him? But yes, first defensive player off the board in this draft.
So obviously not that big of a concern.
Yeah. Yeah.
From a production standpoint, though, Latu had like easily the best production out of any edge rusher. So it makes sense that teams covet him. It's just more of a matter of, you know, the injury concern, and clearly that's not a concern anymore.
Would he have been your top guy at edge rusher?
If the biased me says yes, but the honest me says no. My top pick for edge rusher is Jared Verse, and I would absolutely be over the moon if the Rams could take him at pick 19 here. But there's still a couple of teams that are ahead of us that I'm not sure he's going to make it to us. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Seattle's sitting there. They've got some pass rush needs. They have Seattle's a lot of needs. The Jaguars have some different needs. The Bengals have a pass rusher just requested a trade. And those are the next three up.
Yeah.
Kind of hoping here.
Well, look, if the edge rushers go, maybe we go cornerback. I think they're, knock on wood here, in a really good position to make a pick here. And hopefully
Getting a player.
Yeah, they're getting a real player. I know you guys are going to be elated to know that looks like the Sixers are running away with it right now against the Knicks. So,
oh yeah, yeah.
My night will be a little better. You know, it's been a trying week. What else we got? You guys want to talk about any of these other picks? I mean,
Bo Nix for me. What's your beef with Bo Nix?
Okay, has there ever been a draft where six quarterbacks went in the first round? Like, you have the 12th pick. We were just saying every defensive player is on the board. There's five quarterbacks that have taken already. So you're getting what, the sixth or seventh best non quarterback in the draft. And you take Bo Nix, who's you were saying all that shit about Michael Penix being old. The guy's fucking 24.
Okay. Well, it wasn't so much about Penix's age. It was more about his injury history. But as far as Bo Nix is concerned, the reason why the Broncos obviously targeted him is, well, they don't have capital. And even if they're like, well, we're not too happy about Bo Nix, but, you know, what are we going to do? Wait until round two? Well, they don't have a second round pick. So now you have to be like, do we really want to trot out a third round pick as your rookie starting quarterback? Or, I mean, really, what's the difference between Stidham, DiNucci, and a third round starting quarterback?
You're leaving the quarterback off that roster, buddy.
I mean, the Broncos were kind of in a bind because they didn't, like Johnny's saying, they didn't really have capital to
they
move up.
They just traded for Zalmon Mahomes.
Wait, what?
They just traded for Zach Wilson.
Ah, yes, yes, that's right.
I'm still hanging around enough Jets fans to know that nickname.
Yeah.
Did I really forget anyone, though?
You said Mormon Mahomes. Hey, real quick, before we move on, because the next pick's coming in, let's talk about our sponsor. That's Prize Picks. Yes, they sponsor the show. And they are different than other DFS platforms because it's just you and the numbers. You can pick more than or less than 2 to 6 player player stat projections. There we go. And even though football season's over, even though the tournament's over, we still have the NBA playoffs going right now. Steve just referenced his Sixers. Boo. The NHL playoffs are underway as well. There's lots of stuff you can be doing here on Prize Picks. Okay, you can win up to 100% of your money. The little 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with the NBA, the NHL, so on and so forth. So what do you got to do? Well, one thing you can do is go check out the Community Plays tab. On the Promos tab of the app, if you want to see what Meek Mill, Sugar Sean O'Malley are picking. You can see they're doing. You can also check out the injury insurance. So prospects even offers this. So your entry, stay in play, even if one of your players gets hurt. So for basketball games, if a player exits the game the first half and does not return the second half, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So how do you get involved here? Very simple. You download the app, the Prize Pick app. Use the code RAMSTALK for a first deposit match up to $100. One more time. Download the Prize Pick app today. Use the code RAMSTALK for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Knicks are making me sweat a little bit.
That was a struggle today, man. The Knicks are? Well, good.
You know,
they're within eight now.
We're all in this together on hating the sport of basketball, okay? It's the worst. Well, I don't know why I watch it. It's crazy that the Rams aren't the people ruining my lives anymore. It's been truly a delightful couple of years.
What are you talking about, man? I thought you were so into the whole Caitlin Clark thing. Like you were just that was your entire life.
Listen, okay. People don't understand that Breanna Stewart is easily the greatest women's college basketball player of all time, and she didn't get the buzz that Caitlin Clark got because nobody wanted to watch UConn beat teams by 30 points every game. That's it. Four natties. I think they went undefeated two or three times. That's all I got, man. Stewie's the GOAT. It's not even close.
You mean to tell me you've watched that much women's basketball?
I did not watch Stewie play at UConn because I didn't want to watch a bunch of blowouts. I did watch some of the women's tournament this year.
That's more than Derek for sure.
I don't have time for it, man.
What's talking about here?
My students ask me about it all the time, and I'm just going, "Oh man, guys, listen. I have things that are that matter to me, like WWE, the Rams.
Don't get me going, Reddick. Don't get me going on WrestleMania. What a treat."
Is that sarcasm or were you happy with it?
I was thrilled with it. It was fantastic.
Well, great. Yeah. Fantastic. Fantastic. Johnny, I told you it'd be fantastic. You didn't believe me.
I honestly still don't really believe you.
Nah, it was one for the books, man. It was
WWE's gotten so good in the last year or so.
I can't get over the R-Truth clip, man. I saw R-Truth just.
Oh my god, dude! That's his character,
man. What are you doing? That's his character.
Yeah, he's the best.
I got a pick. I could go on wrestling all day, but it looks like Byron Murphy II is going to Seattle. So defensive tackle out of Texas. Yeah, back. We could have had the top D tackle. We were close.
Okay.
That's definitely why Seattle took him.
So my question is, since Seattle is our divisional rival, why do they insist on making their quarterbacks run for their lives? Like, seriously, look at their offensive line. There are some pieces there, but they just lost both of their starting guards in free agency. And who exactly is going to become their starter at guard?
We've been talking about that since they won the Super Bowl. Honestly, they keep trying to run back this same formula there of basically ignoring the offensive line, and they wonder why their quarterbacks get killed every year.
This is what the Seahawks podcast is going to be talking about when we don't draft an edge rusher at 19.
Oh, that's true. Well, no, there's a backup, though. There's an edge rusher corner, right?
Yeah, no, that was most.
If they take corner, we're going to be okay, although I think we'd rather them take an edge rusher here.
They take a defensive player, and I'll be happy, man. Any position at this point. Like,
with the 19th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Spencer Rattler, quarterback out of South Carolina.
Punter.
No, I'm glad. I'm really happy that, like, quarterback is just completely off the table. Like, they can't even look at it at 19. They hopefully don't look at it at day two. Punt that football. We'll do that later.
See, I wonder if that's actually what the buzz is about this morning when all those calls are, if they were kind of picking around to see, you know, the word was it was, you know, Bauer. So what if it was really to see what they can do at possibly a quarterback? We talked a lot.
I bet it was Odunze, personally. That's maybe what it felt like to me.
Odunze or Bowers was the one that people kept talking about. But really, honestly, if the Rams wanted Bowers, they could have went and got him. He dropped all the way to what, 14?
13.
Yeah, 13. They could have moved and got him at that point. Like, the Broncos needed picks bad.
We Bo got Nicks a trade, guys.
There. Bo Nix would have been there at 19.
We got a trade? Who traded up?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. Okay. They were at 23, I believe.
Yes, they were.
Hopping to 17. Okay, so.
I think it's Dallas Turner.
Yeah, that probably bodes badly for us. We started this podcast at a great time.
Yeah.
Who do you think they're taking?
I got Dallas Turner. No doubt about it.
He's an edge rusher out of Alabama. Because there's nobody offensively that you'd be trading up for right now, right? They're not going to take a receiver. If they take a receiver, they're even more psychotic than we are.
I mean, theoretically speaking, they can target an offensive lineman here. I don't see why you would.
Running back.
Yeah, no guard, no interior. They're not going running back.
why does everybody hate Aaron Jones?
Oh yeah, they signed Aaron Jones. I forgot about
that. Guy was hurt half the year last year, man. Yeah. He's 33 years old.
You're still not going running back here.
Still bald,
no,
man.
No. I think the days of unless it's like a Saquon caliber guy. The first round picks are done.
This is a bad running back draft class, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, last year, two running backs went in the top 10.
I just think the overall.
I mean, it was.
We're getting towards the end of the era where we're in this new kind of thing that I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of first round picks running backs again.
No, I don't think so either. Or safeties for that matter.
Yeah, safeties too. I mean, when there are years like last year when there's a big prospect, somebody will take him high. Although the last two drafts of the Falcons have taken a running back in the top 10 and then a quarterback after giving Kirk Cousins $1 billion.
Yeah, what the Falcons, man? Come on now.
Well, the Vikings drafted him. Looked excited.
It's weird because they announced a trade on TV. And now it still says Jaguars pick is in. I'm confused.
You watch an NFL? ESPN's got the Vikings. Goodell's up there. I can't hear him.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Let's see. Make the pick already. Let's go. Time's a ticking.
Who do we got?
Is it Turner?
I see people hugging, but the Chiron hasn't come up the screen, and I don't watch enough college football to know who this is.
Yeah, Dallas Turner.
Dallas Turner. Damn.
Got it.
It does say Jacksonville.
But I'm going to say it again, though. If the Rams really wanted him, they would have went and got him. I mean, I honestly think.
I think it was the right move.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
I think it was the right move.
No,
the right move to what?
Not trade up. I agree.
Yeah, not trade up to get Dallas Turner in particular. Just because, while I like him a lot, don't get me wrong, I think his potential is there. But I feel like you can probably get, you know, the value there with Jared Verse if he falls to you. But again, that's if he falls to you.
So how much?
It's like I said, I don't see them trading up unless it was for a top 10 pick. And more than if they trade at all, they'll trade out of the first round, which I don't want.
And you get value either way, because even if Jared Verse goes here, the top cornerback will be on the board. If they go defensive tackle, the second highest defensive tackle will be on the board. Still a lot of routes you can go here that are good.
This is still a win for the Rams, the way this draft played out.
They still might take a receiver at 19. We should not rule that out either.
I will be pissed.
I would be livid. Like, there are not a whole lot of ways the Rams can mess this up right now, the way this is laying out. And then Lestine's like, F them picks.
It's just the board's lining up too nicely to trade back. I hope they don't do it. They're probably gonna do it.
No, I'm just saying, the word coming in was Brock Bowers. That was, at 13 they could have went and gone. They were really, really in love with Turner and so much more in his draft board. They could have went and gone that. But we know now that that pick was available. So I just don't. I don't. Whoever they're eyeballing right now must be high enough on their board that they're willing to risk guys they might have wanted getting taken before them.
Wow.
There could be teams that are looking to trade down or trade up from later in the first round. So there have been rumblings about the Eagles trying to move up. That could be a possibility as well. I would be a little less pissed off if it's just a few picks back at pick 22. But I would really want them to stay at 19, because – I would find it doubtful that the Bengals pick Verse here.
Yeah.
Well, their top pass rusher requested a trade like today.
And they also said that they ain't trading them.
Yeah, T. Higgins has requested a trade like four times this offseason. They're like, buddy, relax.
It's like, you're ours now. You can't move.
Well, hey, Bengals, Rams, back to back. It's like the Super Bowl.
Then you have the Steelers here, who I think will probably go defense or offensive line.
Vikings. Offensive line, wide receiver.
Well, they're good at receiver right now. Are they? Yeah.
Don't forget they traded Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, are they? Who did they sign? Did they sign somebody?
They were happy with their receivers out there. The Dolphins. Who would they take? 21.
Offensive lineman, defensive lineman. They're probably taking Jerzon Newton if he's there.
So maybe an Eagles move up wouldn't be that bad.
Dude, the Steelers receiving corps sucks. I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen,
Pickens is good.
On paper, we're like, ew. Okay, but they like how those guys worked. I mean, this all – remember, I'm in the news – I see the new stuff here.
Yeah, but they traded Deontay Johnson and they cut Allen Robinson. So it's just Pickens and Calvin Austin. They signed fucking Van Jefferson.
They like Calvin Austin a lot. They're putting this on. Whatever it is.
Steve, to be fair, some of their cuts, got instantly better at receiver with certain cuts. Can you guess who I'm talking about?
Allen Robinson is a addition by subtraction. But, I mean, ESPN has Van Jefferson as their wide receiver 3 right now. I don't think they go receiver here. I'm just saying, like, it wouldn't be crazy. Well,
they had some gaps on defensively, and I wouldn't be shocked if they went and got Watts and helped them pass rush.
They probably shouldn't go receiver, is an assessment I agree with.
If I'm them, I'm taking either offensive line or cornerback.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing to consider is they have the pick of the litter at cornerback. There hasn't been a cornerback selected yet.
True.
Well, hopefully somebody takes one at 19 if a cornerback doesn't go here at 18 to the Bengals. I don't know.
I think that the Bengals will take either a wide receiver or defensive lineman, probably either Newton or Brian Thomas Jr. here.
Are there any top-tier offensive line prospects out there, Mr. Draft Guy?
No interior has been drafted yet.
Because they need some help on the offensive line.
Troy Fontenot, they could try taking right here.
I mean, it says the pick's in. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, they got to play these commercials first.
I need you asleep. Let's go.
Well, you think right, this guys, is...
The Sixers are up 10, 40 seconds left. Thank fucking God.
Meanwhile, the Lakers, have they started yet?
You know what? We don't need to bring up the Lakers right now. Oh, pick's in. It looks like the Bengals are taking Amarius Mims, offensive tackle out of Georgia.
Wow.
I just freaking called that. Did I not say offensive line?
A fifth offensive tackle.
I did. I said offensive line.
Dude, you know, the funny thing is that Mims would probably have been a top 10 pick if he played more than 8 games in college. Like, seriously, no. That's how many games he played in his entire collegiate career. Eight games.
Out of what? You went 18?
Yeah, I know. He just got injured, like, all the time. But those 8 games that he did play, he looked like a stud.
Man, that's crazy.
It's a big risk, but you know what? When he was playing, he did look like a stud. So I think the Bengals are hoping that, because they didn't necessarily need to take an offensive lineman here, but, you know, I guess you can't have too many good offensive linemen, so why not?
I disagree, dude. They need an offensive line. Oh my gosh, they need offensive line help.
Yeah, that's a sign.
I mean, they sort of addressed it.
I mean, Joe Burrow's gets annihilated every freaking year, and then his backup gets beat that's up. True. Yeah, they needed help.
You guys seeing Mel's best available right now because 2 of his top 5 are wide receivers.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, to be fair, Brian Thomas Jr. is a hell of a pick at 19, but not for the Rams.
No, and with the cornerbacks and the edge rushers that are on the board, man. God, I hope they don't do it.
I'm just, you know, versus right there. He's literally in your lap. And like I said, I personally see him as the best edge rusher in the class. I'd be thrilled.
I thought you wanted Chop Robinson.
I don't think he knew Versa would be there.
I'm kidding.
Oh, and you didn't want Chop. Kev wanted Chop when he was on the show last week.
I'm like, man, please don't say that. That's actually a possibility because they were supposed to meet up with him.
Yeah.
That Bengals selection took forever for them to announce.
It's still a possibility. Chop Robinson definitely.
It is.
Who do they like better when they met him up front, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they met at first.
There's a lot of ways to not fuck this up.
What if they took Chop Robinson, would it be a mess up?
Yes.
Wow.
I'll just be happy they're taking an edge.
Well, I mean, they could take corner too.
If I'm being objective here, no, it wouldn't be the end of the world necessarily. But I would be very disappointed because I think Jared Verse is the better prospect.
Yeah, Johnny, what's the name of the cornerback you really liked? Because they're all still there.
Mitchell.
Yeah. Mitchell.
Mitchell, he's still there. See what happens.
I would absolutely be thrilled to take him also. It's not really a major need, but I'd be happy.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm kind of glad Bowers is off the board so we don't go there. I'm elated all these quarterbacks are off the board. The tackles went, you know, I think it'd be silly to go tackle given who's going to draft it, right?
Well, Fontenot is actually a good offensive tackle to select here. Bit undersized, but he could theoretically play left tackle for the Rams still. I wouldn't go that route, but it's still a possibility.
Man, it is, you know, it's pretty crazy. You could just, you see where the money is in the modern NFL. Six tackles, six quarterbacks, three receivers, three any other positions. We're at pick 19.
Come on, come on. Let's do this.
This man wants to go to bed, huh?
Ah, man, been up since 3:30. Let's go.
And you wanted to start this at 7.
Yeah, you know. Well, see, here's the thing. I mixed up. You know, I'm getting old, man. Mixed up the day two start time, the day one start time.
Okay.
So I'm thinking 7 o'clock, and I'm like, oh man, they'll have their pick by maybe 8:45 or so. And then I realize, oh wait, no, I didn't realize. You told me. Steve told me like 8 o'clock. I'm like, oh. Then I'm sitting there going, 19. Will they trade? Will they do? Let's go for 9:30 at night. And here we are. It's almost 10:30. And we're still waiting on this flipping pick. And I just want to go to
the
bed.
The longer it goes on, the more I think it's going to be a trade.
Man, if it's – oh, dude, no, stop it.
I don't think they're trading.
They're picking. They're taking this pick, man.
Look at – they're draining the clock. I think we would have What known. Are they possibly waiting for?
I think we would have known about it. Dude, there's a lot of good players on the board. There are definitely a lot of players that they did not expect to be here.
Who's that guy?
Pick is in.
Look at the room.
Okay, that's nothing. Wrong guy.
They're fist bumping in there.
They probably called somebody first before they
made it. Let's go. Let's freaking go.
You have the pick, Johnny?
I have the pick.
Let us know.
Come on.
I'd rather you announce it than Goodell.
With the 19th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Verse, edge rusher out of Florida State.
Are you serious?
Yes. Unless this is wrong Twitter.
No, it's I'm sure it's right Twitter. Who tweeted it?
Charles Robinson. Who the hell is Charles Robinson?
Yahoo Sports.
Yeah, NFL no, that sounds credible.
For someone, I would think you'd be more excited, though. You're like,
he's pretty excited.
I'm still pinching myself, man. I'm pinching myself because this is not a normal pick.
Yeah, it's confirmed. Ram Tommy in LA just tweeted it out.
Yes. I was scared for a second that they would trade out of the first round.
No, they made the right pick. You're getting one of the best edge rushers in the class. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know a ton about this guy, but you guys are excited. And when I go into draft, I just want the process to feel right. If Jared Verse is a whiff, which we hope he won't be, it's still the correct move here. You didn't take a luxury pick. You didn't draft your fourth wide receiver or whatever. Jared Verse is going to be a starter from day one, no matter what. There's no world where he's not.
Man, I like this addition here, pairing him with Byron Young. You get this pass rush. I mean, I really encourage you, if you don't know, if you haven't seen a lot of film of him, take a look at his film. Don't just watch highlights. Just watch actual Florida State games. This guy's in and around the ball all the time, complete ball hawk, and has a nose to getting to the quarterback, exactly what you wanted. I know that's kind of why people like Chop Robinson, but the problem with Chop Robinson was he could never really get to the quarterback. He would pass by the quarterback. He would maybe even touch the quarterback. But that's kind of the problem when you get to the NFL and you have, like, some of the more elusive quarterbacks you'll ever face in your life. So getting a guy like Jared Verse here is nothing short of a miracle. And getting him at 19, not having to trade up at all, this is a freaking win for the Rams.
Huge. Huge, man. I'm shocked that they made a safe – not maybe not safe. I don't know if he's safe. A sound choice here. a very sound and reasonable choice. Derek, you've been waiting all night for this, man. How you doing? I'm waiting all night to talk about their pick. I don't think you've said a peep over there.
I am just reading through Twitter right now, getting their thoughts, and it's pretty much universal praise. So you got a pretty happy fan base. I'm happy they want to address the position. We all knew what they needed. Edge, probably first, corner second, right? They got that. They got the edge. And it's a guy that, you know, I trust Johnny's word on a lot. Johnny's pretty adept at this guy. I mean, he's saying versus the guy, I believe him. Tommy's thrilled about it. Tommy's a good draft guy. So there you go. I mean, I'm pretty excited about, you know, seeing where they go from here the rest of this draft, because you got your bulwark guy for this pick for 2024 now. You got your bulwark guy to build around. So
yeah, Derek, you're a film guy. I know how you like to analyze things. Mm-hmm. Seriously, take a look at some of the Florida State games, and you'll see, even when he's not making tackles, not making sacks, this guy is a force to be reckoned with. And I know once you get the opportunity to do so, you're going to be smiling big time.
That can be arranged. Definitely some time.
This is great. Remember when we did the 2-2 Atwell draft live? This is so much better.
You know, that's kind of the funny thing, too, is we didn't even bother to record sometimes on the first round because we didn't have it.
Dude, I was sitting down to watch this. I don't remember the last time I've, like, sat down to watch the draft, like, as the main thing on my TV. I usually just, like, put it up on my computer or something because I haven't had to worry about this round since, what was it, 2019 when we traded back? Whatever year we ended up taking care of that. That was the last time we were even in the first round.
Well, like 20, I don't remember anymore, man.
I think it was 19. But, man, this is great. I love the draft. We did it. First round pick since Jared Goff.
First round pick.
I had my doubts, but we actually made a pick.
And, you know, like, we've criticized them for not really addressing edge rusher. It usually gets addressed in the first round, you know, and we haven't had a pick. You can't really get these elite guys in the late second or third round. And I think Byron Young, Derek, I don't know if you have the same thoughts as us. Johnny always felt like he's going to be a exceptional complement to a elite edge rusher on the other side. And hopefully Burris can be that guy. You've got both these guys under contract for a couple of years. Things are going to
help Kobe turn too, dude.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. And you needed, with Aaron Donald gone, you needed to address this because we've been getting by with pretty mediocre pass rushers because 99 was in there.
So just one thing to note here as well, and I'm just because, one, I'm kind of half delusional at this point as well. It is pick 20. The Steelers pick is in. The Rams have a lot of day two, day three, you know, picks. They've made a lot of picks off this draft. And I'm wondering, any chance you think they'll try and bring themselves back up into the first round?
I would love if they traded up and took a cornerback. They're all still there. Like, they're all available.
I would encourage it, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, Terrion Arnold, the fact that he's still there is amazing if the Steelers don't pick him right here. But
which they might.
I think that Terrion Arnold would be a godsend to get him back here.
So, I mean, just a thought. I'm looking at the needs of several of these teams that are left. The Chiefs have obvious receiver needs because they have no idea what's going to happen with Rashee Rice. The Niners have they don't have a whole lot of needs at all. Who knows what they're going to take?
Well, the Chiefs Lions got pretty well set. Chiefs signed Hollywood too, so it's not like they don't have to go receiver there, but they'll definitely consider
Hollywood.
I would. Did you see the amount of drops they have, and who knows what's happening with Rashee Rice?
No, I don't think it would be a bad decision, even if Rashee Rice didn't get suspended at all, but they signed Hollywood, so they addressed it if they don't address it high in this draft.
You know, I would eyeball Buffalo at 28 because Buffalo has a lot of needs.
Oh, they need a receiver though too.
Well, they have a lot of needs, though. They let a lot of guys go, and they could probably use the extra pick, second, third round. So if you're
going to be the Rams,
good for them. They managed their cap situation so well and didn't become the Rams.
The Bills should be endlessly mocked for that comment.
Have fun with Von Miller, bozos.
Yes, sir. So I just was just a thought that came to mind here. Is it possible they actually move back up because of the way the defensive players have shaken out? There's top 10, top 15 talent getting the latter part of the first round still available. Then why not try and get back in there and get it?
It feels kind of against their MO, though, to trade what they would need to trade to get back in this round. Because when's their next pick? Probably like late 40s, high 50s, or early 50s?
Let's find
52.
Out.
52, yeah.
Yeah, so they would probably need to move a second next year to get up into this round, which I don't know if they would do.
I'd do it.
Yeah, I would do it too. I don't know if they would do it.
That's true. But, man, getting either Terrion Arnold or Quinyon Mitchell, damn, that would be, like, an amazing draft.
Yeah. But 52, man, that's a lot of slots to move back.
But it is.
From 52 to about 28. Yeah. Of course. And we got to poke at Tommy a little bit. Tommy, who is busy with his kid tonight. Couldn't make the shows all over Twitter right now, bragging about how he nailed the pick. Tommy, come on, man. That's why I want you on the show. Oh, my gosh. All right.
You ready to go to bed, man? We'll wrap it up. If they trade up, then, Johnny, we will hop back on later. But Jared Verse, the pick is in. We'll definitely have more detailed analysis in the days to come. And if you rocked with us already knowing that they picked Jared Verse and listened to his vamp for 35 minutes, we appreciate you guys. Follow us on Twitter at Steve Barbero, at DC Apollo, at Johnny5.6, at Tuck Rams. And I believe we'll be back after tomorrow's picks.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. Tomorrow night.
All right, gang. Great hanging. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you.